Upasika ki nanayon, the pure present. We have to catch sight of the sensation of knowing when the mind gains knowledge of anything and yet isn't aware of itself, to see how it latches onto things, physical form, feeling, perceptions, thought fabrications, and consciousness. We have to probe on in and look on our own. We can't use the teachings we've memorized to catch sight of these things. That won't get us anywhere at all. We may remember the body is inconstant, but even though we can say it, we can't see it. We have to focus on in to see exactly how the body is inconstant, to see how it changes. And we have to focus on feelings, pleasant, painful, and neutral, to see how they change. The same holds true with perceptions, thought fabrications, and so forth. We have to focus on them, investigate them, contemplate them to see their characteristics as they actually are. Even if you can see these things for only a moment, it'll do you a world of good. You'll be able to catch yourself. The things you thought you knew, you didn't really know at all. This is why the knowledge we gain in the practice has to keep changing through many, many levels. It doesn't stay on just one level. So even when you're able to know arising and disbanding with every moment right in the present, if your contemplation isn't continuous, it won't be very clear. You have to know how to contemplate the bare sensation of arising and disbanding. Simply arising and disbanding, without any labels of good or bad. Just keep with the pure sensation of arising and disbanding. When you do this, other things will come to intrude. But no matter how they intrude, it's still a matter of arising and disbanding. So you can keep your stance with arising and disbanding in this way. If you start labeling things, it gets confusing. All you need to do is keep looking at the right spot, the bare sensation of arising and disbanding. Simply make sure that you really keep watch of it, whether there's awareness of sights, sounds, smells, tastes, or tactile sensations. Just stay with the sensation of arising and disbanding. Don't go labeling the sight or sound or the smell. If you can keep watching this way, you're with the pure present, and there won't be any issues. When you keep watching this way, you're keeping watch on inconstancy, on change, as it actually occurs, because even the arising and disbanding changes. It's not the same thing arising and disbanding all the time. First, this sort of sensation arises and disbands. Then that sort arises and disbands. If you keep watch on bare arising and disbanding like this, you're sure to arrive at insight. But if you keep watch with labels, that's the sound of a cow, that's the bark of a dog, etc. You won't be watching the bare sensation of sound or the bare sensation of arising and disbanding. Because as soon as there's labelling, thought fabrications come along with it. Your senses of touch, sight, hearing and so forth will continue their bare arising and disbanding, but you won't know it. Instead, you'll label everything, and then there'll be attachments, feelings of pleasure and displeasure, and you won't know the truth. The truth keeps going along on its own. Sensations keep arising and then disbanding. If we focus right here at the consciousness of the bare sensation of sights and sounds, tactile sensations, tastes and so on, we'll be able to gain insight quickly. If we know how to observe things in this way, we'll be able to see easily when the mind is provoked by passion or greed, and even more easily when it's provoked by anger. As for delusion, that's something more subtle, something you have to take a great interest in and investigate carefully. You'll come to see all sorts of hidden things, how the mind is covered with many, many layers of film. It's really fascinating. But then, that's what insight meditation is for. To open your eyes so that you can know and see, so that you can destroy your delusion and ignorance. Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. One night I was sitting in meditation outside in the open air, my back straight as an arrow, firmly determined to make the mind quiet. But even after a long time, it wouldn't settle down. So I thought, I've been working at this for many days now, and yet my mind won't settle down at all. It's time to stop being so determined and to simply be aware of the mind. I started to take my hands and feet out of the meditation posture. But at the moment I had unfolded one leg, but had yet to unfold the other. I could see that my mind was like a pendulum, swinging more and more slowly, more and more slowly, until it stopped. Then there arose an awareness that was sustained by itself. Slowly, I put my legs and hands back into position. At the same time, the mind was in a state of awareness, absolutely and solidly still. Seeing clearly into the elementary nature of existence, as they arose and disbanded, changing in line with their nature. And also, seeing a separate condition inside, with no arising, disbanding, or changing. A condition beyond birth and death. Something very difficult to put clearly into words, because it was a realization of the elementary phenomena of nature, completely internal and individual. After a while, I slowly got up and lay down to rest. This state of mind remained there as a stillness that sustained itself deep down inside. Eventually, the mind came out of this state and gradually returned to normal. From this, I was able to observe how practice consisting of nothing but fierce desire simply upsets the mind and keeps it from being still. But when one's awareness of the mind is just right, an inner awareness will arise naturally of its own accord. Because of this clear inner awareness, I was able to continue knowing the facts of what's true and false, right and wrong, from that point on. And it enabled me to know that the moment when the mind let go of everything was a clear awareness of the elementary phenomena of nature, because it was an awareness that knew within and saw within of its own accord. Not something you can know or see by wanting. For this reason, the Buddha's teaching, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta, all phenomena are not self, tells us not to latch on to any of the phenomena of nature, whether conditioned or unconditioned. From that point on, I was able to understand things and let go of attachments step by step. Emptiness versus the void. To open the door so that you can really see inside yourself isn't easy, but it is something you can train yourself to do. If you have the mindfulness enabling you to read yourself and understand yourself, that cuts through a lot of the issues right there. Craving will have a hard time forming. In whatever guise it arises, you'll get to read it, to know it, to extinguish it, to let it go. When you get to do these things, it doesn't mean that you get anything. For actually, once the mind is empty, that means it doesn't gain anything at all. But to put it into words, for those who haven't experienced it, in what ways is emptiness empty? Does it mean that everything disappears or is annihilated? Actually, you should know that emptiness doesn't mean that the mind is annihilated. All that's annihilated is clinging and attachment. What you have to do is to see what emptiness is like as it actually appears, and then not latch onto it. The nature of this emptiness is that it's deathless within you. This emptiness of self. And yet the mind can still function, know and read itself. Just don't label it or latch onto it. That's all. There are many levels to emptiness, many types. But if it's this or that type, then it's not genuine emptiness. For it contains the intention trying to know what type of emptiness it is, what features it has. This is something you have to look into deeply if you really want to know. If it's superficial emptiness, the emptiness of the still mind, free from thought fabrications about its objects, or free from the external sense of self, that's not genuine emptiness. Genuine emptiness lies deep. Not on the level of mere stillness or concentration. The emptiness of the void is something very profound. But because of the things we've studied and heard, we tend to label the emptiness of the still mind as the void. And so we label things wrongly in that emptiness. Actually, it's just ordinary stillness. We have to look more deeply in. No matter what you've encountered that you've heard about before, don't get excited. Don't label it as this or that level of attainment. Otherwise, you'll spoil everything. You reach the level where you should be able to keep your awareness steady. But once you label things, it stops right there, or else goes all out of control. This labeling is attachment in action. It's something very subtle. Very refined. Whatever appears, it latches on. So you simply have to let the mind be empty without labeling it as anything. For the emptiness that lets go of preoccupations, or that is free from the influence of thought fabrications, is something you have to look further into. Don't label it as this or that level, for to measure and compare things in this way blocks everything, and in particular, knowledge of how the mind changes. So to start out, simply watch these things. Simply be aware. If you get excited, it ruins everything. Instead of seeing things clear through, you don't. You stop there and you don't go any further. For this reason, when you train the mind or contemplate the mind to the point of gaining clear realizations every now and then, regard them as simply things to observe. Thank you.